Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live from the deep south. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bo, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to know how many feel like going on today. You know, after all the storms in your life, they keep on raging, glory to God, but can you still look to the hill, which come your help? Because all of our help comes from the Lord. We have to remember, no matter what storms are raging, Lord, we're going to hold on to your unchanging hand. We're not going to let go, Lord, until you bless us. Till you bring us out of all the storms and all the fires that's going on and all the things that's going on. Can you imagine what people are thinking? You know, there are some said, Lord, I know I can get more stuff, but I can't get no more of you, Lord. If I'm going on, you know, I'm going to glory, so hey, praise God. I can get another some more stuff, but I can't get another me. But, Lord, I'm going to praise you no matter what happens, even what it looks like, even though I don't even know where I'm going and what I'm going to do. Lord, I'm going to continue to hold fast to your unchanging hand because, Lord, I feel like going on. Good God Almighty. How many of you feel like going on today? Glory to God. You know, sometimes you can give up right at that point. Hallelujah. And, you know, that's right at the point of your breakthrough. I remember. And it brings me back to whenever she said, flip that coin, nothing would ever be the same. And my God, I can tell you, things have been changing. I don't know about you, but I know about myself. Things have been just changing and changing and changing because she said you will be the head and not the tail. You got to feel like going on in these last and evil days, no matter what it looked like. Because I tell you what, if you feel like going on, believe me, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Glory to God. And, you know, because I know some at the point of give up. I hear it, give up. Not, I'm no give up, so I'm just at the point of just give up. But, you know, dig in with all you got. You know, our pastor always say you got to get hold on like a bulldog grip and don't let it go. Good God Almighty. Because we're in a season now where you can't give up. There's a song that I heard in my spirit right before we got on the radio. And, you know, God is just so good. He says, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. I know without a doubt that Jesus will bring me out. Oh, I feel sometimes when your way get hard. Oh, I feel sometimes when sickness will come and wreck your body. Oh, I feel like going on. Oh, I feel like going on. I know without a doubt that Jesus will bring me out. Oh, I feel like going on. Now, do you feel like going on today? Let's go on down the road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Let's go ahead with our announcement. Amen. I don't want to get too excited there and forget all about it. We have some spectacular, amen, people coming, amen, this week. Hallelujah. You know, Benny said, well, we can't get into church, but you know what? You are the church. You are the church. You listen to the shows and you partake in the fruit of the show of the shows that's coming on. You are the church. It's not a building. You are the church. Glory to God. You know, then people get to saying, well, you know what? I'm going to my job and I'm going, you know, in the church, back to the church. If I go on my job, I can go back to church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But always remember, he's not coming back for a building. He's coming back for you, your body, your vessel. How have you been treating it? Hallelujah. Have you been worshiping him? Have you been praising God? Have you been keeping his commandments? That's what he's coming back for. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkles. Glory to God. So, amen, if you got some wrinkles, let's see if we can iron them out on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, if you missed it on yesterday, you missed Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, you missed a treat. Her show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Elder always pray, amen, as she walks the dog. It was just awesome, awesome, and awesome. If you miss it, you can go back on demand and you can hear her. I encourage you to hear the word of the Lord as Elder prays and as she preaches and as she teaches, and she just gives you a mixture of different things. Hallelujah. Now, if you tell me, amen, hallelujah, you hadn't been back in the church, you could have went to church on yesterday, and you're going back today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I encourage you to go back and listen to it. It was an awesome, awesome show. And we are called the Hour of Power. Glory to God. And wait a minute, hold up. Let me make sure I give you the times at 12 Pacific, at Faith Come By Hearing, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Get a little excited there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power. Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I encourage you to listen in. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break right there. Then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, I want you to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. You know, love is what it does. You know, you can say you always love me, but what you do? You ain't did nothing, hallelujah, for me. You say you love me. Well, you know, you need to break me off a little something. Hallelujah. You say you love me, then you need to come and listen to my show. You say you love me, then why don't you give? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't forget to listen to Minister Elaine's show coming up next. Hallelujah. And then you move on up. We have one word from the Lord with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. It comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up. Go on Facebook under a Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them and let them know that you what you need. Amen. And they can help you out there. You can go on Facebook. I know, excuse me, some say, well, I don't have a Facebook page. You know, I know some say, well, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how. But you know what? There is somebody who can help you. You know, he said we are helpers one to another. So if you could get somebody, let me just say it per se, to find this coupon that you were looking for online, you can get somebody, amen, glory to God, to go on me and inbox Apostle Yvonne Rouse, but it'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can get somebody to go on in and inbox them and let them know. So you know what? Give them my phone number, and I want them to contact me. Whatever you need, amen. You know, sometimes people get so caught up, you know, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. But if you go in and asking people questions, then there are some, you can go and ask them, say, well, I need you to do something for me. You got a Facebook page. Can you go on there and find Prophetess Yvonne Rouse, inbox her, and give her my number, and tell her to call me or, you know, or text me and let me know it's her first. Hey, understand, there's so much technology, so many ways you can do it, so many ways the word is getting out there. So, hey, there's no reason for you to say, I can't. You need to just take that out of your vocabulary. Glory to God. And if you want a, amen, if you want to, we want you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, we are asking for $25 or more. Come on and join us and be blessed. You will get something from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all the way down, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. So don't scale back, amen. I know a lot of people say I'm scaling back, but you always remember, you want to give how you live. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Let's say that again. You want to give how you want to live. Glory to God. Well, if you ain't giving but $2, then expect to live, amen, like you got $2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you want to give more, that's not my message, but amen, it's okay. Hallelujah. When people talk about giving, sometimes people want to hang up, you know, but that's okay. Hey, do what you do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm not trying to get something from you. God is trying to get something to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you want to give like you want to live. You say, Lord, I want all this stuff paid off. So you know what, Lord, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start seeding a little bit more at what I can afford to to go ahead and seed out of my check. I'm going to start doing a little bit more here and a little bit more there. A little bit, and the next thing you know, God done called me. He done wiped all that debt out. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Because we've heard over and over, it's time to get out. Hallelujah. Don't keep going back. It's time to get out. Get out of debt. So I encourage you to come on and partner and give, because this is a season, hallelujah, where everything is turning around. I know things have not been the same with me, hallelujah. If you listen at what she said, and when you did what the prophet said, hallelujah, the apostle said, hallelujah, apostle, amen, prophet, both, hallelujah. If you listened at what she said, do, and you did it, then glory to God, you can't help but to be blessed. Amen, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead right now before I open us up in prayer, and I'm going to open up my line. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1 to come in. You don't have to give me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. So I'm going to give you a few minutes, amen, glory to God, to go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in, because God is good, and you got to keep feeling like you want to go on. Glory to God. Don't let nothing stop you, hallelujah, in this season. We ain't people that got to have to back up. We're the head and we're not the tail. We're above and we're not beneath, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Keep saying it over and over and over, and watch God do it for you, me, and everyone, amen, that believes in this season. Hallelujah. Well, nobody has pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead. I'm going to open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you for this glorious day, O Lord, that you have made, Lord, and you've spared our lives, Father. We thank you. You made, O death, get back and behave, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against every spirit, Lord God, that's not like you, Lord, every evil spirit, every spirit, Lord God, of divination, every spirit, Lord God, a mind-binding spirit that try to bind them up, Lord God, to make them think that they're losing their mind. We come against those spirits right now, Lord. You say, he who keeps his mind stayed on you, Lord God, you will keep him in perfect peace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, for those that are the fires that are in the states, Lord. We know, Lord God, you can send the rain and put it out in an instant. So, Father God, we speak it. It's a send the rain right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let every fire be smothered out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you kept them safe, Lord God, from hurt, harm, and danger in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to just seal it with your love, Lord, and let them know that you love them, Lord God. Let them get the help that they need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let them release the money and the finances that they need to help people with, Lord God. We pray this prayer over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, let them not shut down and say there's no more. Let them come in, Lord God, like a flood, and give them help, Lord, wherever they may need it at, Lord God, and whatever they may need in this season, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we give you glory, oh God. We praise your heavenly name on high. We know that without you, Lord God, we could do nothing, Lord God. We know, Lord, with you all things are possible, Lord God, and all things are possible to them that believe. As they shake in their belief system, oh Lord God, we ask you to strengthen it the more. When they read the word of God, let it meditate on the inside of their heart, oh God, so it can bring fruit in their life right now in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. When they step out on faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you will open a door, Lord God, that no man can open, and close the doors that need to be closed, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for all those that are listening under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Let them hear the word of the Lord on today, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for all those who haven't been on this line and on here today, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for sending them, Lord, to this line, Lord. Let them hear a word that will change their life in this season right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All it takes is one word. Amen. And it will change your life for a lifetime. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, you got to keep going. I know sometimes things get rough. Sometimes things get hard. And I know it. Hallelujah. I can tell you. Hallelujah. Amen. No one is exempt from going through those things, but you got to learn how to dig in with all you got and hold on to the faith that lies within you. That's when you got to read the word of God. You got to go to the word of God God and say, hold up, I need to find me some faith scriptures so I can start to walk. Write them down on the index card. Take them with you where you go if you need to. Whenever those negative thoughts come up, take it out and read it. Hallelujah. Said, oh, hold up, wait a minute. He said, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, because he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can think and imagine. Hallelujah. My mind can't think as high as he can go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you're going to have something to fight it off with. And what better than the word of God. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to go on, amen, and get into our message on today. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from the book of Ruth, the first chapter. Amen. We're going to do this first chapter, and, you know, we're going to see if God say goes on. If he said go on, then we'll do all four. Amen. We'll do one each Sunday. But if he said that's enough, then that's enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from Ruth, the book of Ruth, chapter 1, and I'm going to start at the first verse, because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. You know, there's a song, I keep hearing many songs, you know, and you can go and look them up. Hey, man, now we ain't going to sing all of them now. Glory to God. There's a song that says, he's able. I know that he can do it. He said he'll help me through it. So you can go and look up that song, amen, because it's an awesome song. Somebody needed that song, so I'm telling you to go and look it up, amen. You know, everybody can work a phone a little bit, amen. You may not be able to work it a lot, but you can work it a little bit. It said, he's able. I know that he can do it. He said he'll help me through it. So go and look it up and see, amen, what it is. Hallelujah. Because I know somebody needed that right there. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. You know, we serve an awesome God. I'm going to get into our message. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody on here needs some strength. Hallelujah. You've been just weak as a dish rag. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to pray some strength upon you today. Oh, my God. The Holy Ghost power is going to hit you. Good God Almighty. So let's go ahead and raise your hands. Hallelujah. And get ready to receive the strength of the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray strength into them right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, strengthen their mind, Lord God, strengthen their physical body right now, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. We know, Lord God, that all strength, Lord God, comes from you. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord God. So, Lord, we pray the strength unto them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. They won't feel this weakness anymore. They won't feel this tiredness anymore, Lord God. Oh, my God, there it goes. My Lord, in the name of Jesus, you got up and start dancing. Good God Almighty. Well, you've been laying around. Oh, my God, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Always remember, say that over and over. Hallelujah. Whenever tiredness try to come and wreck your body, glory to God. Say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And get up, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So we thank you, thank God for his strength that he's imparted into you on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go on with my message on today. I'm going to start at the book of Ruth, chapter 1, part 1. Glory to God. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. Okay, there was a famine in the land. Let me just explain this for just a second. A famine means that ain't no the rain ain't dropping, amen. Ain't no water falling on the grass. Ain't much food in the land. Glory to God. The chickens ain't laying no eggs. Hallelujah. The goats ain't getting fat. The cows ain't giving no milk. Ain't nothing growing in the field because there's no water, no hay, nothing to feed the animals. So that means everything is losing a little weight, right? Glory to God. Because he can't get no food to feed the animals. That means they ain't got enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To keep them fat. That's what it means by famine. You know, sometimes people say, well, I walk in a famine. You walk in a famine when you say you can't feel God blessing you. Hallelujah. But you know, he's still in the blessing business. And sometimes you'll go through that little place where God's trying to get your attention, because if he keep giving you and giving you and giving you, you ain't praying. You ain't doing what you're supposed to do. So you'll go through that place. Let's just call it a place of dryness. You say it's your famine. That's what you say. So we'll just call it that then. You know, you'll go through that place where there's nothing, amen, glory to God, going like you want it to go. But understand, he has not forgotten. What it is he's trying to get your attention. He said, I've given you this, and I've given you that, and I've given you this, and I've given you that. But see, you have turned away from me, and you want all this stuff. That's all you think about now is getting more stuff and not more of me. But you need to ask for more of me and less stuff. Hallelujah. In other words, when God gives you, amen, everything that you desire and all this stuff, then you ain't got to worry about praying for nothing. It's a done deal. It's a wrap. Glory to God. But understand, that's why sometimes he'll hold things back just for a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can get a grip on who's giving you this stuff. My God. And say, Lord, I'm going to serve you. And I'm going to continue on. I'm not going to leave you. You gave me this stuff, but, Lord, I'm not going to let this stuff overtake me, Lord God, to going out there trying to get more. I want more of you. When you call in more of him and he can give you more of him, then he don't mind you having it up, stuff. Hallelujah. But sometimes you put the stuff in front of God. Amen. Somebody said that on yesterday. I believe Elder said that on yesterday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 2. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. Ephrathite, Bethlehem, Judah, and they came into the country of Moab and continued there. See, there was a famine in the land, so he brought all his folks, amen, all his sheep, over to this land, to the Moabite land. He left a place, amen, where, you know, there was a little famine. But, you know, just think about it. Sometimes people leave and they leave too quick. But they went over there, amen, to the Moabite land. They went over there. He took all his little family with him, the two sons, his wife, amen, Naomi, he took her with him. So let's read on down just a little bit. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. See, he got over there in that land and he died. Well, I believe he took the famine with him because he got over there and died. Just think about it. They could have been working so hard trying to make it there, you know, and he died. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Trying to make it where he should have stayed where he was. And just think about it. Naomi went on ahead and she just went on and followed him. You could have said, hold up, wait a minute now. Hold up. Let's think about this thing. Let's pray about this before we go over here in this land. Amen. Somewhere else, and whatever going on in this land could be going on that land. Whatever going on this job, it's going to be going on that job. Glory to God. So if I stop, amen, whatever going on in this with this man, it'll be going on with this man, just jumping from man to man and woman to woman. Go ahead. Verse 4. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. And the name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwell there about 10 years. See, her sons took wives from them over there in Moab. But, you know, they didn't believe in God, in the true God. They served someone called Chemosh, whatever that was. In other words, it was a pagan god. They didn't serve the God they didn't serve the God that Naomi was serving. They served another god over there in that land. They didn't know the true and living God. They served a little G God. Glory to God. Let's put it like that. Hallelujah. So they didn't know him, but they took wives over there in that land. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 5. And Mahlon and Chilion died. Both her sons died. Can you imagine the husband dying, then the wife, then her two sons dying? Can you imagine how she felt? She also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. In other words, her two sons died, her husband died. Now, there's three people that died back to back, back to back, all of them right there together. Can you imagine how she felt? She felt like the Lord was against her. Glory to God. You know how sometimes things get to happen? You'll be like, Lord, what did I do? Was it something I did or something I shouldn't have done? You know, you start to ask these questions. And you know, come on, I know all of y'all have did it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I have asked it. Okay, Lord, what's going on here? This doesn't happen. This happens. and this happens. And I said, enough. And I start praying. I said, hold up, devil. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I speak life. Hallelujah. Not death. Glory to God. And that's when you got to realize, hallelujah, he wants to hear you, amen, pray. He already knows he can do it, amen, in an instant. But he said, man, I'll always pray and faint not. So you got to have a prayerful mind everywhere you go, up and down the highways, the byways, on your job, out your job, in your car, wherever. You got to have a prayerful mind. But sometimes you let other stuff take your mind over and you forget to pray. Oh, my God. Let's move on. Verse 6, then she arose with her daughter-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she said, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. So, see, she left from over there, but now she's going to go back over there because she said she heard that the Lord has visited them. In other words, he done sent some rain, so they got some crops growing. Amen. They got some wheat getting ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So now she want to go back over there where she came from. But in the beginning, do you think, amen, in my little mind, I'm thinking, okay, you know, they said, honey, you think you're sure? Because they didn't have kings in that time over there. They just did whatever they thought was right. Hallelujah. So it was a famine. So guess what? He got up. He took his family, and they got out. Hallelujah. So now she's saying that I might go back over there because I heard the Lord had visited them. And so they got bread. Oh, my God. They feed the cow now. They can eat some steak now. Hallelujah. He can give a little milk. Amen. Them chickens will start laying them eggs again. Glory to God. So let's go back over there now because they are being blessed now. Glory to God. They got some rain and they got some crops. They can do some stuff. Hallelujah. They can bake some bread. Hallelujah. So let's go back over there. She's thinking about it. Wherefore she sent forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughter-in-laws with her. And they went on their way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters, verse 8, her two daughter-in-laws, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. She was telling them, no, y'all can't come with me. Go back. Go back. She was telling them to go back. Well, you know, Naomi, she's a woman of God, and you know what she did? She knew the Lord, yes, and she had already talked to these two girls about it. Hallelujah. But let's see. You know, sometimes you can talk to two people about the same thing. One's going to get it, and the other one, they ain't going to partake of it. So let's see what happened here in verse 9. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. Okay, she kissed them, and when she told them, she said, no, y'all go back. This is where I'm going. Because she knows she had people over there in that land that will help her. And these people here, they knew her well. She did stay over here in Moab for about 10 years, yes. But she know those people over there and her kids was over there, and they were going to take care of her. Glory to God. They were going to help out because she had done got old. It wasn't nothing else she could do. Maybe sweep the floor, you know. Hey, glory to God. She might milk a little cow. Yeah, she might could have did that. But there wasn't. She couldn't get out there and physically work, Lord. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 10. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. They said, yes, we're going to go with you. We want to go back with you. You know, both of them said, Ruth and Oprah wanted to go back with Naomi over to her kin. That's where they wanted to go. But let's see what happens here in verse 11. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughter. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husband? She said, hold up. I can't have no more children. Hallelujah. She said, so I can't produce no more sons for you to marry. She's telling them, go back and marry them, amen, in your own country. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what she was telling them. She said, I'm too old to have any more children for you. Hallelujah. Let's see what else she said down here. Turn again. Let's see, 12. Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have husbands. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight and should also bear sons, she was telling them, she said, y'all, look, I ain't no more children coming here. She said, y'all can forget it, you know, dead batteries and everything. She said, it cannot happen. You know, that's what she was telling them. I can't have no more children for y'all to marry. She said, I'm telling you, go back. I ain't going to have no more tonight, no other time. I'm too old for all that. She was explaining to them, you know, she didn't want them to do without husbands because they were young. Hallelujah. They weren't as old as, let's put it like this, wasn't as old as she was. So let's read verse 13. Would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them for having husbands? From having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. She was saying, I grieve for you, girls. Go back, because I can't have no more children. She said, the hand of the Lord has went out against me. So she was thinking that God had came against her by taking her son and taking her two sons and her husband. And she was telling them, go back, because I ain't no way I'm going to have no more children. And you're going to wait, hallelujah, until they get grown, hallelujah. Then they'll be too old to marry. Glory to God. Let's move on, 14. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Oprah, okay, here we go. Oprah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. You see, two people, amen, hallelujah, can get the same teaching, you know, because she had both of them telling them about him, you know, telling them about God, and you're going to see what I'm talking about in just a minute. Two people can get the same thing, but there's one, amen, that's going to get it, and there's one that's not going to get it. But you see, Oprah, she kissed her, you know, hey, she done told me. She ain't got to tell me four or five times. You know, she might have took a few more steps, and then she's, she can't have no more sons. I know I got to go because I got to have me a man. So she turned around, glory to God, and she went back. Hallelujah. But she can't have no more, so hey, I got to go back in my own country where I can get me a man. I got to have me one, so I'm going back. So that's what she did. She turned around and went back. But understand, Ruth, she clung to her. She did not leave her because she understood everything that she was telling her and telling them about God. You know, she didn't turn back because she knew, you know, let me tell you something about Ruth. Ruth had some very good qualities. Ruth possessed compassion. She had unfailing devotion, respect, grace, honor, integrity, generosity, wholesome virtue, honor, kindness. She had all this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of person Ruth was. We all see how what Oprah was. Oprah said, I got to go. I'm sorry. I got to go. I'm going back. Ruth, you can help yourself and go on if you want to. And you can live over there with no man, but I got to go back and get me one in this country. Let's move on. Amen. Glory to God. At verse 15, and she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her God. So you see, she wasn't serving the right one. She didn't get it when she was teaching it to her. And let's see what happens right here. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. She said, go back. And Oprah was, Naomi was begging. She said, go back. You don't need to follow me. You need to go back. Just because Oprah went back. See, Oprah had that scenario. She, like I said, she wanted to get what she get. Hallelujah. She didn't have that staying power. She didn't get what Naomi was teaching Ruth all that time and telling her how to do and what to do and what not to do and how God is and he is good and he is worthy to be praised. And, you know, you got to hold fast and you can't give up. Your God is nothing, really. You just got to hold fast to the living God, hallelujah. So she had the right one, Ruth did. But you see, Oprah didn't get all she was teaching her and telling her. When times get hard, you got to learn how to hold on. You got to learn how to be aggressive and hold on to what you got, glory to God. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And she was telling all these kind of things, you know, because some people are at the point of give up right now. But don't give up and don't give in, hallelujah. Things will get better. That don't mean trials and tribulations are not coming, because I'm going to help you out. They're coming, hallelujah. But I always say they don't come to make you bitter. They come to make you better, glory to God. And she was begging her, go back. But let's see in 16 what she said. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Glory to God. You see what I'm saying right there? She got it when she taught it to her. See, some don't get it whenever you're teaching, amen, some get it and some don't get it. You can teach that same word, and it's like that. You know, some people can get the teaching and they'll hold on to it, hallelujah. But then you can teach it, amen, to some, and some won't get it, hallelujah. And I don't believe it's because they can't comprehend. I believe that it's they don't want to get it, hallelujah. Because if you listen closely, you can get the teaching that you need. If you listen closely, God will show you different things. He said, now listen, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do that. Listen at what they're saying. He said, dig in and listen. If you don't understand it, write it down. And you can ask them later. See right here about Ruth, amen. She said, your God gonna be my God. She ain't talking about that little G God. I see in my Bible it's that big God, the only God it is. Glory to God. She said, hold up, that's gonna be my God. Hallelujah. Your God gonna be my God. Because I heard what you said. I'll sit there at your feet when you were telling me how good God is. Glory to God. And he is worthy to be praised. I heard you when you said, hallelujah, I have to hold on with his unchanging hand. Because the only thing that changes is man and not God. Good God Almighty. She heard when she said, yet though they slay me, hallelujah. She said, I'm going to still trust him. Oh, my God. She said, although, hallelujah, things may not go my way, but I'm still, hallelujah, going to hold on and they're going to go God's way. So you can't, amen, glory to God. You cannot, hallelujah, give up on God. You got to hold on with your unchanging hand, glory to God. Don't change, hallelujah, overnight like that. Because sometimes people will change when things ain't going right, hallelujah. They'll go and try to make them happen for themselves, and they'll get in a mess. Then they want to come back to, well, Lord, I did this, Lord, and it just ain't working for me. Lord, I need you. I need you to get me out of it, but you need to listen. Just like she did, amen, when she was telling Ruth about her God and how strong her God was. And she was telling them, she said, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. She said, you got to hold on. Hallelujah. Don't give up. At this point, you see, she listened. Oprah, she had to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So she went back. Hallelujah. She went back over there where her peeps were. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. To verse 17. Where thou diest, will I die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if I ought but death. Part thee and me. Glory to God. She was saying, the Lord do to you what he do to me. The only thing that's going to part me from you, that's death. Hallelujah. But where you die, I'm going to die. See, just like I said, she had good qualities. She had compassion. She was going to stay right there because she knew. Amen. Glory to God. And what she was telling about her God. You know, she no longer wanted to live over him where they were serving them, that little old God. Hallelujah. I don't know if they were serving that little fat man with the little bald head. They might have been. Whatever, but they were serving the Lord G God. They were serving their God, but she wanted to go where there was a big God. See, that word that Naomi was teaching her, it got down in her soul. Glory to God. Now, hallelujah, that's what I'm talking about. Two people can be in the same place. Hallelujah. One can get it and the other one won't. Glory to God. And that's just how it works. It's not because they don't want to get it. The thing is, they don't have a listening ear. Some people like to hear it. Now, me, I like to hear the word of God. I like to hear the teaching. I like to go in and dig and get, amen, the confirmation. And I like to get different, you know, meanings and stuff. I just like it. And some people aren't like that. They just want to scale over it. Hallelujah, and just get what they get, and then let that go, hallelujah. I used to be like that, but once I started reading, I said, Lord, it's got to be more revelation in that than this, than what I'm getting. So I want to go in and dig deeper into the word of God. That some people are like that, but some are not, hallelujah. Some don't want to do nothing but just get this. Okay, well, you know, Naomi didn't go, she didn't go by herself. Ruth went with her, and you know, and they went over to Boaz and whatever, blase, and they served in that land. That's all they want to get. But I wanted to get why, hallelujah. Ruth followed her, glory to God, because she understood how, amen, how important her God was. That's what it was. And she followed Naomi because Naomi was a mighty woman of God, glory to God. That don't mean she did, amen, she didn't have, she didn't feel sorrow. Yes, she did, because she had just lost three family members right there back to back. The husband, amen, and the two sons right there back to back. Yes, amen. Who wasn't that bothered a little bit? Glory to God. We ain't made of stone, people, okay? Glory to God. Let's move on, verse 18. Hallelujah. When she saw that she was steadily minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. Okay, you see, she realized it ain't nothing. I done told her, I done begged her to go back. So there's no need in me saying nothing else, you know, and just stop. And she said, no need. Me trying to beg her to go back, because I see right now she going to keep on coming because she wanted to go, amen, with her. She know her God, you know, and what her God could do. And she wanted to see even a little bit more, you know, and ain't nothing wrong with that, because she had sit at her feet and heard her talk about what God had did and the things that he could do and all that. And, you know, she said nothing but the righteous shall see God and all kinds of things. Amen. She was telling her, hold up, wait a minute. You know, God can heal. He can set you free and all that time and everything. She said, hold up. And this is the Bible. And she just, Ruth just really liked what she heard, and that word got implanted and engrafted in her heart. So then she wanted to follow Naomi out of that little place over there where they're serving that little old God, amen, hallelujah, that wasn't going to amount to nothing, and go where the big God was, glory to God, that she know that can provide and take care of her for the rest of her life, and that was going to give her, my God, hallelujah, her heart desire. Let's move on to verse 19. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? They was looking at her like, is this Naomi? She came back here after she had left. But hold up. They were glad to see her. They were really glad to see her. They really were. They said, some were glad to see her. You know how some people going to talk. Amen. Well, oh, hold up. She coming back here? What's she coming back here for? Go on back over there where you was. You know? Come on now. You know, people are like that. Glory to God. It's not all coming back here because, amen. But you know, some people probably say, now she done got over there. She thought she was something. Now look at her. She coming back. She done lost this, done lost that, done lost that. Now she coming back. Glory to God. Well, it don't matter. Hallelujah. It really ain't your business anyway. Tell you the truth. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people can mind other people's business and not their own. You know, there's a song that said, amen, glory to God. It takes 6 months, amen, to mind your own business and leave other folks alone, other six. Hallelujah. Well, if you leave other folks alone, period, then you can take care of, amen, your own. Hallelujah. My God, let's move on a little bit. Verse 20, and she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. She said, call me Mara, call me sorrow. She was saying God had dealt bitterly with her because she had lost her husband and her two sons. That's what she was saying, hallelujah. Can you imagine, amen, losing the family like that? Yes, she was a little upset, hallelujah. Wouldn't you be a little upset? Yes, you would. But she come back, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, people say, well, you know what, I never get upset. You know what, you need to stop that because I can't believe that. But sometimes people hurt people like to hurt other people. If that person done been hurt, amen, they guess what? They'll come and they'll try to hurt you. Because I've had those things to happen. I never would have believed them until they happened. But yes, you know, because, you know, sometimes people are like that. If they're hurting, somebody done hurt them or they're mad at somebody, and they'll go and they'll lash out at other people. But, you know, sometimes people, some people won't take that. Some people don't know it like it is. They won't call it, amen, that spirit of spirit. Hallelujah. Not a good spirit, but an evil spirit. Some won't call it out. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, let me help you out. Now, there are some that will call it out. They go, hold up, wait a minute. Who you think you're talking to? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's rewind this thing. What's going on? Glory to God. So just be careful. Just because you're hurt, don't try to hurt nobody else. And I've heard that on yesterday. Someone told me, said, you know what, said, this person, they hurt me. They said some awful things to me that really hurt me. And you know what they told them behind that? They said, well, you know what? I was hurt, so I want you to hurt. Oh, my God. So, see, hurt people like to hurt other people. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 21. Hallelujah. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. See, God put her in that place right on time. They were getting ready for wheat time. Oh, my God. They know they were finna eat. See, glory to God. Hallelujah. There was no doubt. See, he told her, it's time for you to go, you know, and go back to your place. When she heard that, you know, it was time for her to move out and move right back over there. Amen. Can you imagine some of the people were looking at her? Yeah, strangely, but it's okay. You know, God will move you in a time, amen, when it's time to go. Glory to God. If you just listen closely and hear the word of the Lord, amen, he will lead you and guide you through all that you got to go through. Everything, amen, hallelujah. If you're afflicted on one side, you're afflicted on the left, you're afflicted on the right, and sometimes things come, but they don't come, amen, to destroy you, but they come sometimes to get your attention. So this is what I need you to do, says the Lord. You know, I need you to pay attention to what's going on around you. Pay attention to the things that's happening. Because some of the stuff, amen, we cause. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, the Lord did this and Lord. No, some of the stuff you put yourself in. The Lord ain't even in that mess. They say, oh, the devil did this. No, the devil ain't did it. You did it to yourself. You know, the devil just sitting back, amen, he already hot. He's down there with a fire yet. So he already hot. He's sitting back with a glass of Kool-Aid in his red cup. And you're just calling him in and say, you know what? You did. The devil did this to me. And he's sitting back in his recliner, drinking his Kool-Aid in his red cup. And you calling him saying what he done did. He didn't even have to move. Because you did it all to yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So remember, don't put no more emphasis on the devil. Sometimes you can call him in and these things are going to happen to you. Well, you know, he ain't even bothered. Well, you know what? The devil made them act up against me. And no, sometimes people just do stuff. Hallelujah. It don't be the devil. It's just the way some people are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you know, that old devil is busy. I don't ever say that. Hallelujah. If he's busy, he need to be going over there busy out there, you know, working on the road or doing some crazy stuff, whatever it is he want to do. But though he don't come up in here, I never say the devil busy. Hallelujah. That's one thing I don't say. Hallelujah. Well, you know, the devil take away my finances. No. You went out there and spent too much money. That ain't had nothing to do with the devil. That's because, amen, you had an eye to see everything that you wanted, and you said, well, I work hard. I'm going to buy it. Hallelujah. The devil wasn't even in that mess. He's still sitting back with his cup in his hand and his red Kool-Aid. Hallelujah. He said, I don't have to do nothing to them over here now. But, oh, Martha, I can't fool her like that. Glory to God. He said, I'm going to have to send something. Amen. As you said it. Hallelujah. And I said it back in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that you won't, hallelujah, get the glory here because God gets the glory. Glory to God. That's when you begin to come against him. So remember, hallelujah. Ruth had some very good, amen, she had some good qualities, hallelujah. I wanted to repeat that. She had compassion, she had unfailing devotion, respect, grace, honesty, integrity, generosity, wholesome virtues, honor, kindness. She had all this, glory to God, because she did not go back. She stuck right there, and if she hadn't got that word implanted in her, you know, do you think she would have just stayed there anyway? Think about it. If she hadn't got that word engrafted in her and on her heart, see, Oprah, she was just hot to trot, so she had to go back. Glory to God. She was afraid, oh, this woman can't have no more babies, so I need a man. I got to go back and just wear some of them today. Well, I got to have one, so I can't do without. Glory to God. Oh, yes, she can. Hallelujah. You can. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You get married to him first, and then he'll send you the right person. Amen. Glory to God. God is real, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I have a few minutes, so I'm going to open up my line, amen, for prayer. If anybody desires prayer at this point, you can go ahead and press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Don't forget, amen, feel like going on. Hallelujah. That song is ringing in my spirit. You got to feel like going on. Hallelujah. Sometimes things may not look the way you want them to look, but you got to say, Lord, I feel like going on. I'm not giving up at this point. Hallelujah. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because things will get better. Ah, my God. And stop calling the devil and giving him room. Don't allow him to come in and anywhere and say, well, you know what? Hallelujah. Oh, my God. The devil's busy. Yes, the devil did this and the devil did that. He's still sitting back there with that Kool-Aid. And you know what he done did? He done changed from Kool-Aid and got lemonade because you're still calling him. He said, well, I might as well just go ahead and get me another cup and sit down because they keep calling me. Hey, glory to God. So I encourage you, huh? Don't say the devil's busy. A lot of times people say stuff and just because it sounds good to them, but you don't know what you're saying. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You want power, you need to talk about God's word. So hold up. I know what the word says. Many of the affliction, but the righteous. Amen. Of the righteous, glory to God. He said, but I shall bring them out of them all. Glory to God. So that's what you got to remember, the word of God. Don't call. Keep calling the devil in. Amen. Glory to God. Nobody press the one. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, and we still every word, Lord God, by faith, Lord. We ask you to move in each and every one's life, Lord. Those that need help, Lord God. Those that's being hindered, Lord God, in their spirit, Lord God. Those that heard the word on today, let them hold on to it, Lord God, and not let it go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for those that are on the front line that are battling, Lord God, in this pandemic, Lord God, and those, Lord God, who are battling the fires, Lord, in the name of Jesus, our first responders, oh God. Lord, we ask you to keep them safe, Lord God, and keep them sane in their right mind, oh Lord God. Let them not give up, but let them know it's going to get better, Lord God, because you're sending the rain right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your holy name on high, because we know if it had not been for you, Lord God, on our side, there was nothing we can do, Lord God, because, Lord, you know, Lord God, what we need and when we need it, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord, who are shut in, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the hospitals, the nursing homes, oh God. Lord, we pray, Lord, for their strength right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and keep them in their right mind, God. Oh, my Lord. Lord, let your loving angels camp around them and let them know that they're not alone, because you're there and you're there all the time, not some of the time, Lord God. Let your angels camp at every doorpost, oh Lord God, and let them be germ free right now in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they can't enter into that room because it's sacred. My Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. We give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. My God, because we serve an awesome God. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation. Amen. To salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like for you, amen, to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent of every sin that I have committed, even those that I have thought about, Lord God, that has been in my mind, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Change my thought pattern, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, by your word. Father God, I repent. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed, born believer. It don't stop there. Go ahead and inbox me on Facebook and let me know, hallelujah, that it was you that prayed the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Sometimes people are ashamed to go in and admit, hallelujah, but that don't matter. It doesn't matter. Nobody will see it but you. When you inbox it, you'll see it and I'll see it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I report it to my leaders, because you know what? The angels in heaven rejoice when one soul is being saved. Hallelujah, because that's what we're here for. He pulls us out, amen, to pull others over. Oh, good God Almighty. He takes us out to take others over. Hallelujah, to the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't forget Ministry Lane. That'll be coming up next. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. So tune in and hear this what the Lord is saying under the ministry lane. Amen. In 30 minutes, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.